What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Who You Got With
Mellow
and Rado. This is a sports podcast where we talk your favorite sports debates, sports highlights, and sports matchups. And thank you guys for watching long. And if you guys want to check us out everywhere, we're on YouTube. We're also on Patreon. Check out our Patreon. We got some really cool stuff on there for you guys. If you guys want to ask us some questions for the podcast, you can go ahead and do that. Or you can just give us some general support. Plus, we got some really cool merch coming up on the way over there. Also, if you guys want to check us out on our personal pages, I'm at The Iconic Dune on Instagram, and Mello's at
Mellow the Notorious.
That's right. That's right. And if you guys are watching, please go ahead and just click that like button. And please subscribe to the channel. We love every single one of you guys that are following us along with us. And we got a special announcement for you guys as well. If you want to let them know that we'll soon be putting out there, right?
Yes, we will soon be pretty much getting you guys a one-stop shop. We've been working on the website, and that's going to be where you can find all of our podcasts, all of our videos, all of our short clips, all of our social media links. We'll have a way to contact us, a link to our stores, and coming out brand new, we are going to start having blogs for our episodes for those who like to do a little bit more reading and just kind of like having something in front of you when you listen along.
Dive in a little bit deeper into, you know, things before you even want to listen to the podcast, because we'll have that as well on there too.
Exactly. So everything's going to be available for you. Just kind of want to make sure all of our fans just have a way to not only get everything you love, make sure you stay in touch, and obviously get a hand on that merch as well.
Exactly. And we got some really cool merch out there. Like, the hoodies are really cool. We got the shirts that are awesome. We got some hats with the logos, and we're throwing out some new logo hats coming out there as well. But this week we're gonna be talking about, you know, the NFC and AFC championship game, right, Mello?
Oh, yes. 1 week away from finding out who's going to the Super Bowl, and the four teams left trying to fight for that chance are really competitive teams, all top-notch offenses. And we're going to see some very good games. Some might be high scoring, some might be good defensive matchups. But either way, that's what we're here for today. Exactly. Conference championship week, baby.
The divisional round was insane. I mean, we had like four amazing games. I guess you could say three, because one of them was pretty much a blowout. But you had three like really, really good games to watch. I mean, some tough losses that who knew was going to happen. The Bills, like, nobody really thought that they were going to lose to Cincy. And then
too soon.
For those local fans. I'm sorry, y'all, but... Anyways, the Giants too. New York just didn't have a good playoff this year. Like, seriously, the Giants as well put out pretty much a dud in the first half against the Philadelphia Eagles, and then lost it obviously in a blowout. But you had Kansas City moving on to their fifth straight AFC Championship game, and then obviously on the other side, you just had Dallas and 49ers have a tough game. Come down almost to the end, but Dallas couldn't pull it out, so the 49ers took it. And Brock Purdy is on his way to the NFC, so amazing games in the divisional games. Not Mr. Irrelevant no more.
And no, honestly, it was an impressive weekend from him. A lot of people have been waiting him to fold. So here we are, one more week to see what could happen. So I say let's just get into it.
Let's go ahead and talk about his team, you know, like the 49ers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, I just talked about pretty much both of their games a little bit, but why don't you break it down a little bit more for them and let me know who you got for this one. I want to know who you got for the NFC Championship game, who's moving on to the Super Bowl.
So I'll be honest, I think the other matchup in AFC is going to be a little bit more of an offensive show-out, because you got kind of average defenses. But right now, we got elite offense versus elite defense in these two teams. And honestly, 100%. Both offenses are just going to create such issues for the other team. I think it's going to be a wonderful game. A lot of people got to realize 49ers are honestly still slept on, but this is their third NFC championship in 4 years. Yep. So last year they beat the Cowboys in the same round to get here again. So this year they came in as a number two seed. Now they're faced with number one seed, and definitely something that is going to put their win streak to a test pretty much. And like I said, that stout Eagles defense. We just talked about the games they both had. Obviously, both of them honestly played good. One was a kind of a blowout, and the other one was a tough fought game. But right now, like I said, the offense versus offense. 49ers, I'll be honest, you saw a little bit. They didn't score that much, so I feel like that's a little bit of a problem for them. When you're going up against a very defensive team and another electric offense, you have to be able to keep the ball moving and put it on the put points on the board. So pretty much the who they just play, I don't know why I'm blanking out. The 49ers. The Giants.
The 49ers. No, the 49ers just played Dallas. Jesus. And Philadelphia just played the Giants.
It's because Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys are in the same division. And
that's a fact.
We were just talking about all of them. So, yes. So, basically, the Cowboys exposed them with their pass rush and was able to pretty much just keep their receivers locked down. They had some kind of big plays here and there, but for the most part, they wasn't able to be consistent all night. So obviously, they're going to have to really utilize Christian McCaffrey this week and try to find a way to get him going. Even though I said a lot of people are waiting on Brock to fail, he isn't really needed to step up in big moments just yet. Now, obviously, the Cowboys was a big test for his defense. Came out with a 19-12 win. But at the end of the day, if we are being honest, a big part of that loss with the Cowboys was they're shooting themselves in their own foot on offense. So I obviously, hey, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to say the 49ers defense definitely stepped up. But you're coming up against an even better defense.
I think you could definitely blame a lot of the on Dak as well. Like
yes,
you just
some
said,
of those throws are just trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those are like two. Like one of them was a real good catch. One of them is like you. Actually, both of them you should have seen them. If we're being honest.
He threw right into the coverage.
Yeah. Both of them you should have seen him. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, he definitely made some mistakes. So once again, Brock Purdy's getting a little bit higher, facing not just a better defense, but the best defense you can face, pretty much, at all. Like 49ers and the Eagles are number one, number two in defense. So pretty much he's going to have another test, but hopefully the receivers can get some space and find a way to get some pressure off of him. Other end, pretty much the other opposite. They're going to try to find a way to keep their run consistent. Designed runs got to be more consistent and not just rely on him run out the pocket, but they actually have to find a way for the linebackers and the pass rush to basically hesitate and find them to find a way to stay on their toes by not trying to contain them, but just like I said, planning runs will force them to actually not exact in the gameplay. So they're going to need to do that in order to give Hurts that time to find those receivers to separate from that stout secondary on the 49ers defense. So like I said, it's going to be a lot of matchup versus matchups. Pretty much a lot of good play call, coach versus coach. Obviously, Nick isn't the Hall of Fame coach or the kind of coach that Shanahan is. But at the end of the day, my man has been showing out. And honestly, he's been, hey, a lot of people kept down on this year. The number one seed, NFC championship, obviously hosted one of the top offenses in the league. So they're doing what they're doing. So I definitely think it's going to be a very close game. 3-point score. And I'll tell you who I got after you let me know what your breakdown of the game is.
No, I like a lot of what you said.
Keep that in mind. 3-point score.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? I actually have it a 3-point game as well. I'll just say that right away. Because, I mean, I think it's going to be a very close game as well. I think you're totally 100% right. I mean, you got the number one rushing defense in the 49ers versus the number one rushing offense, though, and the Eagles. That's one thing that, you know, we got to say, like, yeah, you got Miles Sanders out there, but you still got Hurts that can run the ball. And obviously, you know, sometimes they give it to Devontae Smith, even on those little pitch routes that they do. I think that you're going to see some of those this week. They're going to try to punch through the outside of that defense. They're not going to try to run the ball down the middle. I doubt that they're going to even try to run Miles Sanders more than like 15 times, but I bet you they're going to run like Hurts is going to run around like 10 to 15 times in this game. Around like 10 to 12 rushes, I say he's going to get in this game. I don't know how many yards. It could be like if they slow him down 50, if they don't, probably like 80. But I do expect him to get a lot of rushing yards in this game just because they're going to be holding them down, especially the two outside guys. You got Bosa out there. Likes to literally like bull rush and likes to go all the way around the quarterback pocket, and he's gonna have some running lanes there, Jalen Hurts, to move around and to hopefully get some yards. I think that's gonna be a big key for them. But the 49ers, they're definitely gonna have to utilize McCaffrey again and utilize Elijah Mitchell. Like he played pretty well in that Dallas game. I thought that he was actually a very good spell guy, and it looked like McCaffrey wasn't 100% there because he was only coming in on third downs, and Elijah Mitchell was there on first and second down. So they're probably going to have to utilize him a little bit more as well. And Purdy, like you said, he's going to have to not make mistakes. I'll be honest, I didn't believe in him in the Dallas game. I thought they were going to lose. I thought the 49ers and Purdy weren't going to make it happen, but Dallas made mistakes. Dallas's defense played great against the 49ers. So you saw that even though Brock didn't have the best game, he made the throws when they needed to be made. Like he made a good throw to Debo Samuel down on the sideline in the first quarter, and then he made a great throw to Kittle, obviously the one that kind of bounced off of his helmet. That was like in the fourth quarter. So in a huge moment as well. So he definitely made some plays that counted, and they weren't just like dump offs like an Alex Smith type of quarterback would do. And Shanahan likes him. I'll be like honest, like Shanahan looks at him kind of like a Matt Ryan style of quarterback. He sees him as that type of guy, a guy that could throw for like 4,000 or 5,000 yards if he wanted to. So we never know what's going to happen with him in future. But as far as this game, I don't know if he's going to be able to recreate like what he did against Dallas. And by that, I mean, is he going to be able to even score two touchdowns on the Philadelphia defense? Because like you said, the Philadelphia defense is stacked too. Like they're beasts as well. Obviously, he was able to do that against Dallas, but Purdy did. He scored two touchdowns, but, I mean, this defense is tough. They got guys all over the back seven out there. Their safeties are some of the best in the league right now, Philadelphia. And I just believe that, you know, their offense is going to be able to hold the ball a little bit longer than the 49ers. It's probably going to be like a 37 time of possession for Philadelphia to 23 minutes for 49ers by the end of the game. And I think that the Eagles are going to take care of business, and they're going to take it 21 to 18 is what I had it. 21 to 18. It's going to be more of a defensive game.
Yeah, no, I definitely got it as a defensive game. So what it comes down to me is Christian McCaffrey. Philly have been very vulnerable, and they showed a lack of exploitation when it comes to the run, their defense, and pretty much also those short in the middle passes a lot of times coming out the backfield. That's McCaffrey's bread and butter. So I think he actually finds a way to go off and gives you 100, 120 from scrimmage, at least over 100. But I think that's going to be the difference maker. And with that, I say the 49ers win 24-21.
24-21, the 49ers. The 49ers. Upset. Yes. Whoa.
I think it's a very good defensive game, but I think the 49ers defense, come on, you got to think about it, man. That front four, Bosa, Armstead, Akubon, like, they're just going to destroy, keep him on his toes, Jalen Hurts. And like I said, on offense, as long as they keep the ball McCaffrey in and he goes off, we good. Like I said, they're prone. The run game is their weakness on defense, as well as like pretty much the short, intermediate, over the middle passes, and that's where McCaffrey make both his bread and butter. And on top of Kittle, if you don't get McCaffrey, you got Kittle. So yeah.
It's crazy. Like Debo's even getting more into the game now too. Like since the end of the season, and now you saw, Debo had a few plays, you know, in that game against Dallas too. But you know what? If I'll give you this, if McCaffrey gets over 120 yards of scrimmage in this game, then I think that you're probably gonna be right. The 49ers are gonna win. I don't know if he's gonna get that. I think he's probably gonna get around that 100, probably like just around 100. Like 50 and 50, you know, 50 rushing, 50 receiving yards is what he's going to end up with, I believe, around that. But, I mean, if he starts getting a little bit above that, you know, especially if he, like, burns one for, like, 35 yards, 40 yards, gets far one like that. I'm not going to lie. Like, the more explosive offense, you can't really say who it is. I mean, obviously, the more explosive quarterback is Jalen Hurts. But,
right.
I mean, on offense,
Purdy got better pieces.
I mean, you got Kittle, you got, like, Ayuk, you got Debo Samuel, who was one of the best receivers last year, and now he's just getting back into it since the end of the year.
I mean, he had you no still got
Elijah Mitchell and CEMC, so I'm not going to lie, that's a tough offense as well, but I just think that they're going to utilize Devontae Smith, they're going to utilize Jalen Hurts' legs. Like you said, they're definitely going to try to sack him, they're going to blitz him a lot. I think he's going to get away from a lot of those. I think they're definitely a talented team offensively. Their offensive line was the most talented in the league this year. So hopefully they'll be able to take care of business. Bosa was probably the defensive player of the year this year, though, for me. And in the NFL's eyes, too. And like 19 and a half sacks or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. But, I mean, either way, it would be it's going to be a pick-em game, like a three-point game, because I think that it's going to be tied up. And then in the last few minutes, it's going to come down to a field goal. So I do believe that Philly's going to take care of business and take it. But, you know, you might be right. You never know.
Well, we'll see. We'll definitely see. Philly or 49ers, I think it's going to be a great NFC team that's you know, making a Super Bowl. So either way, I think it's gonna be a good matchup. And
you know what's crazy? My bad to cut you off. It's just that, like I'm betting against the 49ers again. Like I bet against them on Dallas, and I'm doing it again. And I don't know if I should. Like I shouldn't do that.
Hey, I mean it's a very close game. But my bias don't like Philly fans, so. It's easy for me to bet against them when it's a close game. But obviously, I do think that they just have the better defense and a deeper offense. So, yeah.
But it's going to be a great matchup, like you said. Great matchup.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Another matchup that's going to be amazing is a rematch. We've seen four times over the last, I think, 3 years.
Yeah, I think four 3 years. Three times over the last 2 years.
Three times over the last 2 years, but four times over the last 3 years. We've seen it. And the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The Cincinnati Bengals are 4-0 against Kansas City in the last four times they met in the last 3 years, which is insane.
So that's 3-0 in the Joe Burrow era.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said is
Joe Burrow era. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So one in postseason and two regular. The last 2 years, Joe. That's to say, Joe and Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. That matchup in one on one, Joe's 3-0. Surprisingly.
Wait, but because they played the last 2 years in the playoffs, right? And they had one.
Nah, remember Joe got injured his first year. Last year was his second year.
Oh yeah, he did. That's right.
Yeah, and last year was Jamar Chase.
I guess
first
that one still counted because it was still the coach.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It is 4-0. But technically Joe Burrow is 3-0 against Mahomes. Yep.
Gotcha. But that's what it is. Yeah. Still, I mean, you got Mahomes right down. It's up in the air. Like, you saw what happened in the divisional round, middle of second quarter. He got tied up, kind of, like, twisted around. He had to go back into the locker room, didn't come back until later in the game. They said it was a ankle sprain. Now he finished the game, but now they're talking about They don't know what's going to happen. So you got Kansas City coming in with, you don't know what's going on quarterback. And then you got Joe Burrow, who a lot of people didn't believe they were going to beat Buffalo. This is going to be a crazy game.
Yeah, my man Joey with the cat. My man Joey with the cat. Listen, it's been crazy. I think because we don't know Mahomes' situation, it makes it such a close game.
Yeah.
That man might, because listen, even after that second quarter injury, on one leg, he still looked better than most. Like, he still had a great second half. At this point, it's honestly against which offense is more prolific. That's what we expected with the Bills and Bengals game. Two offenses to go off. Crazy enough, the Bills love when their weather helps them win games, and when it helps them lose game, it's a problem. Now they can't tackle. The field's too slippery. They can't throw. And it's like, bro, you literally live in Buffalo and have yet you don't have a run game.
Never,
like how many games you think you can't throw them because of this weather and you don't have a run game?
We talked about this. Remember, we talked about this like in the middle of the season. We were like, this is gonna be a problem for Buffalo. Like, it might be a big problem for them if they can't run the ball in the postseason.
Playoffs,
yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we said. And we even said that they're probably gonna lose if they didn't, you know, well, not this game, because we just predicted we both predicted Buffalo to win. Buffalo, but
I know.
But in the middle of the season, I'll be honest,
I didn't know the weather was about to be that bad.
Nah, I didn't either.
I didn't either. But, I thought they was gonna have like, you know, a decent game.
Still, Joe played his ass off.
That was what I was about to say. Josh Allen couldn't throw, but Joe had no problem. My man Joe was playing on the money. And that's what I say. Both these quarterbacks
right down the middle.
Yes. Then caught pretty much. What's that? What's the damn tight end's name?
Which one? Hurst? He had Hurst out there. Was that
exactly? Yeah. That's the one. Was it Hurst? With the touchdown on the right side. So pretty much off early, he was finding everyone. I don't know why I'm blanking out everyone's name today. Early, he was finding
all these guys we're talking about got some weird names like Hayden, Hurst.
And that's what it was. I was like, I couldn't say Hurst, but I knew it was H something, and that's what it was, Hayden Hurst. And that's what was throwing me off.
I bet Hayden didn't mean to say your name was weird, but come on now.
If you're listening, give us a shout out.
You know when you're in a practice, you know they don't call you Hayden or they don't call you Hurst. They call you HH or they give you by your number. You know,
they definitely call that man by his number.
That's a fact.
Coaches don't got that time. Right. But yes, both quarterbacks played great this weekend, basically, even though one got a little injured. I think, honestly, the Bengals offensive line is showing a lot of improvement. Throughout the last couple weeks, finding a way to get him time to get to his receivers and tight ends. Joe Mixon still, we'll see. But he also kind of been heating up a little bit. So they're going to have to pretty much find a way to stop the Chiefs' pass rush, which is their best part of their defense, and keep that run going of allowing Joe Burrow to get that time. On the other hand, like I said, the big question, I don't think anyone cares about the rest of the Chiefs team. We just want to know what's going to happen to Mahomes. Because at the end of the day, Mahomes not playing. There's no point even trying to
100%.
Say anything about what the Chiefs might do. Like, because they're not going to win that game. At the end of the day, the Bengals defense, if we're honest, they have been playing some really good coverage on the secondary. Like I said, and they've been finding a way to apply a little pressure as well. Like, they was on Josh Allen's ass this weekend. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So without Mahomes, we don't want to have to deal with that. But with Mahomes, they're going to have to find a way to stop his favorite target, your boy Kelce, in the middle. That's going to be the game plan. That's always the game plan. They got other good receivers, like I said, that they picked up that have been absolutely amazing and crucial this year. They're just pretty much going to use that, especially if he is hurt, just kind of a couple yards here and there. Have no problem literally only walking away with probably 20 something points if they win, you know, as long as they can kind of, you know, because they know he's hurt, they know he can't be mobile,
and can dunk his way into a win.
Exactly, pretty much. So I don't really know what's gonna happen, but we'll see. Like I said, with Mahomes, but either way, it's almost a close game. With Mahomes not 100%, we just have to see how how the receivers look. Because at the end of the day, if Joe Burrow is hot and everyone's catching everything, it's going to be hard for any offense to keep up, especially an offense where Mahomes isn't 100% and can't rely on running. Because that's where his magic happens, getting that extra couple seconds outside the pocket.
Mobility, 100%. Mm-hmm. Agree with you 100% on that. I think that his mobility is huge in this game, and it really matters, like, if he's in or not, and how he's looking, especially in the first quarter. I totally agree with you there. I think that, obviously, we both agree if he's not in the game, we can agree that Cincinnati's moving on to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Let's just say that right now. I mean, we'll give the Chiefs a chance.
But here's the thing. Hunter's chance. Whatever he has to do, he has to do. He's going out on that field if he can walk. And that's what I'm saying. He'll not be a mobile quarterback if he have to. And just, like I said, they'll change the game plan up where he has a lot of more quicker options and quicker releases to where his first and second option are going to be damn near simultaneous or cutting into each other where he doesn't have to. Like, they're going to have to change up the game plan, not too much, but a little bit, to just kind of allow him to move down that field.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be too much, because I think this is going to be more of a running game plan anyways. I think that they're going to try to utilize Edwards-Helaire a lot in this game. I really believe that. Even if, like you said, I believe he's not going to be as mobile as he usually is. He's not going to be 100%. He might be like 80, 90. He's still better than like 95% of quarterbacks at that level. So I think he's going to be fine right there. You got guys that he can utilize to get you yards after the catch. You know, Kelsey can always get you yards after the catch. And I do think that Edwards-Helaire is going to be big in this game, though. And I expect them to hand off to him a lot this game and even do a lot of screen plays. Pacheco's still going to get the ball, but he's never been the one in, like, the first and second down back. Like, yeah, he had a great divisional round. I'll give him that. And he's, you know, he's a young, this is his rookie year, right? So,
yeah.
So, I mean, he really came up after week 14. He had like a 100-yard game and he had a touchdown, which was, I believe, yeah, it was because that was the first week of fantasy playoffs, and I had him as a flex, so he balled out for me. But, I mean, other than that, I think that he's the type of guy that's going to be more of your third down back. So we'll see. I think Edwards-Helaire is still going to be that guy for them. But I think even if Patrick Mahomes is like 70%, 80%, he gives you a chance. But on the other side, you're kind of right about the Cincinnati offensive line. I think they got a lot better. I think they've gotten a lot better over the year, and especially over the last like few games, even against Buffalo in a cold weather game, which you would think that they would struggle. They didn't, and a lot of people are calling for this game in Kansas City to be a cold weather game again, maybe even snow. So they might have to do it again in the snow, but if they can protect Joe Burrow like they did last time in Buffalo, man, it's hard for them. For Joe Burrow and Chase not to get another, you know, to get a 100-yard game with him. I think that Chase might do that. I really do. I mean, they've been just having a great connection so far, like, obviously the past two seasons, but just, like, the last few games, they've definitely been back at it. Just
literally
like,
the last, like, 5-6 weeks, they've been playing a lot better. Mm-hmm. And the playoffs has been showing.
100%. And I really think they're going to keep that up. They're going to keep that up. And it's crazy because Patrick Mahomes is only, what is he? He's 0-1, I think I said, yeah, he's 0-4 against against the Cincinnati Bengals, which is tough, man. That's tough. Yeah. And I don't know if that says anything, but.
Hey, listen, we're already considering Mahomes the GOAT, the next new dynasty of the AFC. And right now, bro, get to a second straight Super Bowl. A lot of that is about to be in question. Because not only have they made it to two straight Super Bowls, they basically, at that point, Joe Burrow have beaten Mahomes 4 times, and Cincinnati Bengals would have beaten them 5 times in the last 3 years. So at that point, that whole dynasty is about to be in question.
Yeah. I think that, well, I don't know about in question, because, I mean, for Andy Reid to make it to 5 consecutive,
well, they did, but whether or not there's still the hierarchy, because every season it's who's going to come in second after the Chiefs.
100%, but I still give him, like, you know what it is, though? Remember, Andy Reid, when he was on Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb, he made it to, like, 8 consecutive NFC championship games. And, you know, 4 of those times they got beat. you know, by other teams. And people were wondering, it's like, oh, like the first few ones, he got beat like two out of the first 3 years before he made it to the Super Bowl. And they were like, oh, is he ever going to make it to the Super Bowl? Is he ever going to make it? And I mean, the Chiefs already done that once. They won. I mean, we got to wait and see if the Bengals can even win one first before we say that. But that would be a good conversation, I'll be honest. I don't think that's a conversation yet. I think the conversation is Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's beating him out. Like, we were talking about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes as, like, the 1-1A at the beginning of the season. Like, now it's looking like it's Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow is, like, almost at Patrick Mahomes level, just a different style quarterback. Like, what do you think about that one, Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow? Do you think it's, like, over between Buffalo? Because Buffalo's now lost three times in a row to Cincinnati, too.
Twice.
In the playoffs. Well, they played. Oh, okay. I mean,
yeah, remember they didn't have that. Yeah. So, but either way, 100%, he hasn't been winning against Joe Burrow in their 1-on-1 matchups. And truthfully, yes, we've all considered Josh Allen pretty much right behind Mahomes, and most people consider him better than Mahomes. They just felt like he doesn't have the resume yet. But this point, with every year, he has more than one dud, where whether you blame him, the O-line, the running back, the game plan, whatever you want to blame it, where though that offense and him just don't put up no points. And 10 points against
worst of the season defense, for the Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it happens every year. Last year, obviously, it didn't happen in the conference championship because the week before that, they scored like 37 points. But last year, they also had a lot of questionable games during the season where they couldn't score. This year, they had a few, but less. But then, like I said, they failed when it mattered most. Sure. So basically, I don't even know if 100%. It's got to be between them three now. You can't just take away Allen from the conversation. We do know his skills.
Listen, I'm not taking him out.
It's definitely a three now.
I'm not taking him out, but just like you said, like, I mean, it might be you might have to question the dynasty of KC. But that's if Burrow makes it to a second straight Super Bowl, like Patrick Mahomes has been to three Super Bowls. He's won one, been to three, right? Been to two, won one, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And then made it to five conference championship and made it
exactly. But Josh Allen hasn't made it to any. So I don't think you can even have him in a conversation yet. Plus, you know what they also said?
Even if Joe don't win this week, that's two conference championships and a Super Bowl appearance in his first two full years because he was injured his first year.
Exactly. So, I mean, we will definitely have to, like, talk about this conversation in the future, like look at their careers. But you know what? Like, for the Bengals, like I said, if they keep their offense going, I see Joe Cool, Joe just keep on going, man. If this is a cold weather game, it's going to be tough. I do think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring, and Casey is going to have to depend on the run. But for some reason, somehow, I just think Cincinnati's got it in the bag right now. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, like you said, Hayden Hurst. Not only that, like, their running backs are on point right now. You got Mixon that's, like, really been balling out lately. Got that touchdown, 2 weeks ago. But he's really been actually putting in work, especially in the red zone, like, pushing the ball in. Not even getting those touchdowns, but at least, like, getting you from that 10-yard line when you're on the goal line to, like, that 2-yard line, you know, close to the goal line. And then they just throw it into Hurst or Chase up top, you know, let him get it. But I think that Burrow's on another level right now, playing on point, and his line is playing amazing. That's what's been great for them. I do think that, you know, if Patrick Mahomes is not 100% and he makes one mistake, then that's going to be a problem, because this is a game that I don't think either quarterback is going to throw interceptions, but the one that does make one mistake is going to win it. For me, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to make that mistake, and I don't want to say that, but I think he's not 100%, and I just think Joe Cool is going to win it. And I got this game, if it's not snowing, 31-28. If it is snowing, I got it 24-21. So basically two touchdowns less.
Who do you got winning?
Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals are going back to the Super Bowl. They're going to beat Patrick Mahomes once again in his hometown. Well, home court.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we talked about everything. Burrow's just somehow know how to piece up the Chiefs' defense. And usually when the games are close, it's only because Mahomes is scoring as well. But with him not being 100%, and don't expect much from anyone that's not named Kittle. Or Kittle. Jesus, why am I fucking up so bad today?
Kelce.
Yes, yeah, I'm just messing up everyone's
all
name
these
today.
K's and H's.
Ah, Jesus, yes. Yeah, so anyone who isn't Kelce, is it going to give him any help? So I do think that Joe Burrow's go to his second straight Super Bowl. And I think they win the game with a score of 31-28.
Hey, we both got the Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's why I sucked
Bengals.
My TV. I was like, he didn't pick the same score.
On. Damn. So, I mean, it's a Vegas has it as a 1-point game by Kansas City, but
how do you even have a 1-point game?
So,
well, one have a touchdown, the other one got two field goals.
No, like just a 1-point game, like they end up like
betting.
Yeah. Like, so let's say it's 28-27, you know, like so. You know, but basically they have Kansas City winning 28-27 or like by 1 point, basically.
Yeah.
But we got it by 3 points, the other team winning, which is actually crazy. So I think we're both right on this one. I think this is one.
Hey, last week we both picked the Cowboys.
I shouldn't have done that, bro. Why did I, like, I never picked
the Cowboys.
You know,
it's funny because we both said that we had the 49ers and then something was like, yeah, let's go with the boys.
I literally never picked the Cowboys and
I know.
Please, next time I pick them, please tell me not to, like, tell me about this moment right now. I will never ever pick the Cowboys again. Like, they're an accident waiting to happen. Even A is right.
That's like picking
right.
The Bills, huh? The Bills and the Cowboys are one and two peas in a pod.
The Bills in the playoffs.
Two peas in a fucking pod, man.
They're the AFC Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, I mean, these two teams are Cincinnati and KC. They both got their toughest nails right now. I think, like you said, if Cincinnati makes it to the Super Bowl, then we're going to start to question. Well, not necessarily then. If they win the Super Bowl, then we'll start to question some stuff. But let's let them get their first.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City versus Cincinnati. We both got Cincinnati. My score was, I'm just going to pick my score without snow, 38-35. 3-point game. And yours is what?
31-28. Thought you had 31-28.
I did if it's not snowing.
Gotcha.
I mean, if it is snowing. That's it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I just got it like one less touchdown by each team if it snows, you know? But we'll see. Because they did kind of say that it might be a storm. But honestly, like.
Can't be worse than Buffalo.
That's what I was going to say. Like, Cincinnati played great in the storm. And then, obviously, for Philadelphia versus San Fran, ain't no storm there in Philly. But what was your score for that one again?
For 49ers winning it 24-21.
Yeah, I had a 3-point game. But mine was Philadelphia moving on. And mine was 21-18. Yeah, that was my score. So we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a low score for Purdy. He's not going to be able to do it, but we'll see. Games coming up. And we're going to be back on for our Super Bowl picks afterwards. We'll see what happens. Both of these teams, all four of these teams, they got a shot to make it, though.
Oh, yes.
This is wide open right here, I think.
And either four matchups would be a great Super Bowl.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it. As long as it's not Patriots and Tampa Bay and the boys.
Right.
But thank you guys for watching. And if you guys want to make your picks, please write them down below in the video. Or if you guys are listening, check us out on our Facebook page. And you guys could write us a comment on there or our Instagram at Who You Got Podcast, TikTok at Who You Got. We're pretty much everywhere. You guys could also listen to us on our just our podcast pages. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, everywhere. There's a lot of different places that people use, but those are the main ones. And if you guys want to check out our Patreon page too, we got some cool stuff for you guys there. If you guys just want to ask us a question, just give some general support, or you guys can check out the merch over there. And for the 3, 6, and 9 month subscription model, we have some really cool stuff. You get a Who You Got mug, you get a Who You Got t-shirt, and a Who You Got hoodie. So it's some really cool merch that we got for you guys there. And we had that big announcement that we want to reshare again for you guys.
Oh, yeah, letting you guys know we're going to have a website set up in a couple weeks. Just put up the last kinks on it right now. Like we said, podcast itself, links to all the different places you can listen to it. The videos from the podcast, just how you see us here right here, in case you can't catch it live. Any short clips and reels that you find on our social media, a website for all of our pretty much all of our merchandise, a way to contact for collaborations. Obviously, you can comment on the videos, pictures, and posts and things like that. And then, and like I said, we're going to be introducing blogs for each episode, making sure you guys have something to read along, give you a little insight on what the episode's about.
And I'm so excited about that, by the way.
Oh, yes. Blogs, oh, yes.
People are going to really love that. Like, it's pretty much a blog with the episode right in it. So you guys are literally going to have an immersive article on whatever we're talking about in the podcast right there at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Pretty much everything you need. We want to make sure we guys keep you guys as updated as possible, not where you have to go to multiple places. Obviously, we'll keep everything else still on the social medias. We want to make sure you guys have access to us.
Exactly, exactly. And again, thank you guys so much for watching this episode. We'll see you on next episode of Who You Got with
Mello
and Rado. We'll see you guys next time, y'all. Peace.
Peace.